Hi Debbie, it's Wednesday the 8th of January 2014.
Hello Lynn.
And we're carrying on with your programme that we started a few days ago.
Yes.
How you started earlier was to fill in lots of questionnaires for me to give me some ideas of what your beliefs are.
Yeah.
Because we're going through a weight loss programme but in a very, very different way.
Oh yes, this is different.
And when we started the programme in the video, we used a Russian doll as a visual example of what happens for you.
Yeah.
And what we noticed was the size you are now, the person you're presenting now, is one size. And inside you, there are many different sizes of Debbie.
Yes.
And we noted that there was at one point when you had lost over 9 stone.
Yes.
That's a huge amount of weight to lose.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And there were other points as well, which I don't think I told you the quantities. After that, there was another point when I lost just over 5 stone. And then another point where I lost just over 4 stone. So what that means is that I've put that weight back on in between those losses to get back to where I was. So my ideal weight is around about 10 stone. I'm happy to say that, 10 and a half stone, because I'm 5'7". So, but in between, I'd had all these other gains. So
you had all the other gains, yet you've had a lot of losses.
Yes.
So if we come from the premise that we're learnt behaviour, there is a huge part of you that is learnt behaviour to lose weight and to be at a very comfortable and healthy weight.
Yes.
And that must mean that within you, you have all the instructions, all the knowledge, you know exactly what to do.
Yes, because I've done it more than once, so yes, that would make sense.
So you have a belief structure and a set of programming that operates and runs for you at a very healthy body weight.
Yes.
Good. And that's what we're going to be working with. I'm not going to ask you to diet.
Right, okay.
Because how many diets have you done in your life?
Lots. Lots of different particular diets, and one diet did seem to work very well, and that was the diet that I lost the 9 stone on, and then previously when I lost 4 stone, so that did work. The thing that I'm really hoping we're going to be able to do is to really key into that programming that keeps me at that healthy weight.
You see, if you're not dieting, then you will be maintaining a weight.
Yes.
And what we're going to be looking for is to look to find out what is your healthy weight.
Mm-hmm.
And you posted something recently on Facebook about listening and hearing.
Yeah. You can hear a message over and over again and not actually take notice of it or not hear it properly. And then one day when you're ready, you hear the same message again, and then that's when it actually resonates with you, and it's almost like hearing it for the first time. So, yeah, that's what that meant.
And that's what we're going to be working with.
Right.
Because your internal voice knows what's a healthy weight for you.
Mm-hmm.
Your internal voice knows what to put into your mouth to feed your body. When you're on diets, what you're doing is you're going with somebody else's structure that they believe is right and healthy for you.
Yeah, that's true. And then because you're restricted by that structure, you feel as though you need the other things, the sweet things or the stodgy things or the carby things. That's where that happens. It just kind of comes over you, it just washes over you. You're fine one minute and the next minute you're in the fridge eating anything and everything that you can lay your hands on, and you put combinations together of things that you would never normally eat.
And then when you've done that, what happens next?
And then you think, why did I do that?
And then what happens next?
Then you think, right, okay, well, that's it. Now I'm going to gain weight. So you actually think you're going to gain weight. And
how do you start talking to yourself when you've done that?
Not politely. there's lots of things. There's lots of the F word, and I don't mean the rude F word. I mean the fat word comes into your conversation, saying, you know, you did that, you've done that, now you're going to end up being fat. There's lots of fat derivatives that come off of that as well. So, yeah, you're not very polite to yourself, shall we say.
So thinking about learned behaviour and belief structures,
mm-hmm.
when you go through that negative pattern when you're on the diet,
mm-hmm.
what do you imagine you're pre-recording in your mind and in your system so that you have a repeat loop playing?
Well, when you say it like that, the recording that you're playing all the time is very negative. It's not at all positive. That's what you're saying. And I think that recording goes on, but it's silent and you don't always hear it. And then when it gets so loud, that's when you hear the, you fat, what's it, and all of that kind of stuff. So
this is the area that we're going to be looking at, because this is what happens to so many people.
Yeah.
It's true of so many areas in life. We get in the zone, or we get our mindset correct, and we push and push and push ourselves, and we're off. We're on our journey. We're doing well. We're feeling really successful. We're really, really buoyant. Something happens. We fall over.
Mm.
Or we go through the negative beating up of ourselves, and that whole release of all that negative language pattern starts playing. And then we are mentally and emotionally crippled by it for a period of time.
Absolutely. It isn't just concerning weight loss. I know we're talking about weight loss today and I don't want to deviate from that, but it isn't just concerning weight loss. You can hear yourself saying these negative things, and you can hear other people voicing those things out loud. You know, my own children voice things out loud, and it makes me cringe when they say that. So so many people as well, you know, I'm very heavily into social media, and so many people speak negatively all the time. So if they're voicing it out loud, what kind of record is going on in their head with the subconscious? It really does make you look at people's language and how they put themselves down so dramatically. And they don't even realise it. And they repeat that over and over and over.
Yep, and that's what we're working with. Because if we release that negative recording of the negative part of you, that when you don't keep to the diet or keep to the healthy eating plan, and you're either good on the plan or bad on the plan, if we can release all of that, and take you down a pathway where you're going to be learning to listen. Listen to yourself and hear yourself. And one of the things that we put a section in was the self-talk.
Yes.
Because it's really important to start becoming consciously aware of how you speak to yourself. Because it's the law of attraction. The way you internally speak to yourself is what you create internally for yourself and externally in your world. So if you wake up in the morning and you're feeling really, really positive about your healthy eating pattern, and then something happens and you might be feeling a bit tired or a bit low, and because you've got into a habit of reaching for a cookie,
yeah,
when you're feeling low, it's become an automatic thing that you reach for something sweet and sugary to lift you back up again, to give you the energy.
Mm.
You've put that into your mouth. And then if you're on the diet,
yes,
the self-talk will be, I've broken it, can't do it, I've failed, I'm useless, I'm going to put on weight, I'm going to get fat. And there is a whole cycle that people go through.
Well, and I think as well, because when I lost the large amounts of weight that I lost, I was with a slimming club, and the ladies would come along and they would say, I've been so bad, and particular foods, that's so bad. It's, you know, I've been really, really naughty. So they're voicing all this negativity and this negative speak, and everybody around you is saying, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. And I often thought, well, one cookie really cannot be that bad. However, it can seem to be the one thing that tips you over the edge. So, yeah. But I think the speak is very loud when you're saying it's bad, it's bad. I've been a bad girl. So, yeah.
And, yeah, with a lot of the work that you do online, it's about the law of attraction. So if you're walking around telling yourself you're bad and you're naughty, that's what you're going to create for yourself.
Yeah.
What we're looking to do is to unravel the processes that you've learned and built up.
Mm-hmm.
That are negative, that are holding you in the place that you're in.
Right.
And by unravelling that and teaching you how to listen to what your body wants and needs. Because if your body's craving a cookie, it's not so much that it's craving the cookie, it's craving something sweet. What's its purpose? And when you start to wonder what its purpose is and what you need from it, and then you start to look inside and look at what's going on. It could be, and I know one of your patterns is to get up, get into work, keep going, keep going, keep going, realise it's 3 o'clock and you've been working for 8 hours. You haven't had anything to eat or drink and your whole blood sugar level's on the floor and you need something and you need something quick, so you'll grab something sweet. And I know that's one of your patterns.
Yeah.
Yet if you start to look at what your patterns are, your body's a machine. If you want to push it that hard and that far for that amount of time, it's going to react and respond because it needs certain things to keep balance. It needs nutrients so that the machine keeps running efficiently and effectively.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be looking at, you know, understanding your body and what your body personally wants and needs. And if it is craving something that is unhealthy, what have you done or what has been going on to push you towards wanting that unhealthy snack? And what is it you're wanting and needing? If you're constantly craving sugar, then there's a reason you're constantly craving sugar.
I think as well, because where I've done these other diets and I've had success with these other diets, part of the thing that you avoided were things like bread. You would avoid bread. Now, I would say that there is a large percentage of the population that would have a sandwich or a tortilla or some kind of carby thing for lunch. So therefore, I'm thinking, oh, it could be lunchtime. That thought will come and go because I'm thinking, can't have a sandwich. Can't have a sandwich because if you have a sandwich, you're going to put on weight. So you end up actually eating nothing. And like you say, you'll go to 3 o'clock and then you're like, give me the food, give me the sugar. Let me get hold of anything that I can get my teeth into. Whereas if you know that actually having a slice of bread is really not the end of the world and you can control it, then I think that's a definite pattern change that I would want to happen. Because I do know that that is in there. And I'm thinking it's almost like it's a real treat to just have a slice of toast or a piece of bread. And that's ridiculous because it's part of most of the world's staple diet is bread. So it can't be that bad really, can it?
That's right. One of the other things that you'd been avoiding and we discussed during November when you were doing the alkaline cleanse, was avocados. You couldn't eat them because they're too fattening.
Yes.
Which is a myth.
Yes.
Because avocados have got good fats. Avocados are so good for you.
And nuts as well. I was avoiding nuts. And so, yeah. But the avocados, that's changed because I probably eat somewhere between 2 and 3 avocados a week now.
Good.
And they are yummy.
So one of the things for you to research is to start researching foods and what they do. Because if you understand what a particular food does for your mind, your body and your system, you're starting to understand what fuel you're putting in.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we're not really taught. We're not taught what foods do for us.
Mm.
And if we understand that fruits and vegetables are good for vitamins and minerals, if we understand that there are certain proteins that we need for building blocks, and starting to understand that, and especially if you've had any illnesses, what do you need to recover and to recover certain parts of your body? And one of the illnesses that I know you've mentioned that you've had is you had a brain virus.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you did when you were doing the diet is you cut out all fats. Well, the brain needs fats, needs good fats to function.
Mm.
So by starting to have the avocados, you're giving the brain good fats. So that will be part of your homework for you, to just look up a different food each day and see what it does for your body, what it does to your system. Look up different vitamins and minerals and start seeing what they do, and start to understand what it is that you do put in and how it works. Because if you understand it, then it's easy.
Yep. Okay.
Good.
Homework.
Yeah. So today we're going to be doing some hypnosis. And the hypnosis is preparing you.
Okay.
It's just a preparation. It's working with the unconscious part of the mind to prepare it for the process that you're going to go through, because your unconscious mind has all different areas that it knows how to use and access. At the moment, the part that it's using is not the one that's serving you in the most effective and efficient way. And I know there has been some apprehension, some tension and some resistance to coming to do this, which is usual because you're going through a process of change. And the unconscious mind, when you place it in a position of making change, actually does start to resist, because it knows how to do what it's doing, and it's quite comfortable in this cycle. Yet your unconscious mind knows how to do very many different things, and it's just about reorganising some of those systems. So we're going to use hypnosis today that will be doing that for you.
Okay.
And then you're going to be doing it for yourself. I'm not going to be doing this to you or for you. I'm going to be giving your mind and your body lots and lots of information. Your mind will absorb it and use it in the best way for you, to help you move forward in a way that's right for you. And this is a journey. It's not a straight path from A to B. This is a journey. So there's going to be some ups and downs. There's going to be some crossroads. There's going to be some points where you're going to wonder what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Yes. Okay.
Yet the ultimate goal is a healthy body.
Yes.
And that's what we're working towards. We're working towards you having that, because there have been lots of times in your life when you have had a healthy body. You do know how to do it. And we're working towards coaching your unconscious mind to taking you to that system, and to do it in a way that's right for you, not the way that I think's right for you or some other system that I've come across that might work on you. It's working for you individually and personally to find the system that works for you, so it works for the future and you can keep building and developing on it, so that you have the success that you want and you need.
Sounds very good. Thank you.
Great. So we're going to start the hypnosis
okay.
in a moment, Debbie.
All right.